Fregt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass er alles perig Yudches, Mishnaches, es maheim boitkem. If I want to figure out that there's no Nephil buried over here, and I want to be Matayer, this Dira, what exactly do I have to check? Zakta Mishnah, Habivim hu amukim. Basically, these are like the drain pipes that they had. Biv is like a sewer pipe. Water that they didn't use was poured into this pipe and went out from there into the Rishus HaRabim. You have to check these pipes. There's another Girsa that says the Batanuri, you have to check the Kuchim. These are caves that are underneath the ground. Vesamayim Asruchim. You also have to check the water, the very unpleasant water in this Biv. Beishami, the Beishami say, Afu Ashpatais V'Afratichuach. Add this to your things that you have to checklist. Ashpa, as you know, is a garbage dump. Afratichuch means like grinded up earth. If it's grinded up earth, so why do I have to check it for? I'm looking for a Nephil. And the answer is, because they buried a Nephil over there, that's why it like decayed into Afratichuch. That's what you have to check out. Besil, I mean the Besil say, Kol Mokim Shechazir V'Achul De'Yecholim L'Halach Boi. The Girsa of the Batanir is Chazir U'Bardalis. So we know what a chazer is. Chulda is a weasel. But basically, these are animals that they can smell when there's an apple there, and they're going to dig them up and eat them. So if these animals are around, you don't have to worry about the apple being there because it's not there anymore. Does not require bedika, but it has to be a place where they can get to. So basically, if you want to be metayer this dira, there's going to be some unpleasant work. You have to be baidik, the deep sewer pipes, the mayim asruchim that are in these pipes. Unless you have a chazir or a chulda that can go there, doesn't require a bedika because they would have already taken care of it. Now just imagine for a moment, you have someone cleaning a sewer. He's standing there with gloves and a mayim sruchim in the decayed water in a sewer, and we ask him, what are you doing? I'm Isaac and Tahara. I'm being metaher, a house. This is a strange world. And sometimes the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you know, puts us in a situation, we think, what is the Kaddish Baruch Hu doing? Why are you putting me here? And the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, Shefala, trust me. You think this is the worst place in the world, and I'm telling you, I'm giving you an opportunity to be Isaac in Tahara. Someone told me a story that he once went to help clean out a basement that was flooded. It had Svarim Nevuch, and even a pair of tefillin, I think, that was flooded, and the water was rancid. It was terrible. So he came with his class to help out a friend of his. It was after a storm. And there was one boy, I'm not using a real name, just picking a name out of the hat. Let's say this boy, Chaim. He wasn't learning very well. Chaim tried very hard. Chaim really went into the water again and again until they were already scared. Because they had found almost an entire shas. The man Nebuch had a chasen shas for his chasen, but it got destroyed. And they were looking for all the leftover gemaras, whatever was left of those gemaras. You can imagine what it was like after sitting in the water all that time. And they were missing the Kiddushin Gemara. So the person said, okay, enough is enough. I don't want you in this water so long. It's not so healthy. But Chaim said, no, I have to find it. And the Rebbe was wondering, Chaim doesn't even learn so good usually, this particular Chaim. And he begged to go down again and again. They told him, one more time you can try. And he went down under the water and he came up and he found the Kiddushin Gemara. Everybody cheered for him. And he asked the owner if he could take it home. And the owner said, why would you want to do that? Maybe I need it for the insurance company. He says, the insurance company is not going to know that the Kiddushin Gemara is missing. Let me take it home. So the man said, okay. And the next day, Chaim came into class with his Gemara. It was almost impossible to turn the pages, and they had to open the windows. And the Rebbe said, Chaim, why are you doing that? Chaim had a tear in his eye. He said, I went into the mud to get this Gemara. I feel like this Gemara is going to go into the mud to take me out. And guess what? Chaim lived with that Gemara the rest of the year. And his whole life turned around. He became mamash of the best Talmidim. So we don't know. We have to accept where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us. To us, it looks like the worst place in the world. And really, it could be the greatest source of Tahara and Chizuk. You have to trust Hashem.